As Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann was hospitalized after he was diagnosed as suffering from leptospirosis, a disease not many are familiar with, a doctor explains how this bacterial infection occurs, its dangers, and the precautions that must be taken. Explaining how leptospirosis spreads, Dr. Mahwali, senior consultant from the Department of Medicine at Sir Ganga Ram Hospital, Delhi, said that this infectious disease is caused by the bacteria Leptospira, and often spreads to humans through rats. The infection can occur when food, water, or soil contaminated by animal urine comes into contact with the nose, mouth, eyes, or broken skin, he said. Regarding the symptoms of this disease, Dr. Wali said that in the early stages of leptospirosis, patients may experience FLU-like symptoms. However, in more severe cases, it can lead to internal bleeding and organ damage. Early symptoms include high fever, eye infections or redness, headaches, chills, muscle pain, diarrhea, and jaundice. In more critical situations, symptoms may include coughing up blood, hemoptysis, chest pain, difficulty breathing, and blood in the urine, all signs of internal bleeding. Dr. Wali further revealed that globally, around 1 million cases of leptospirosis are reported each year, and 50% of these cases result in death. To prevent leptospirosis, the best approach is to avoid contaminated water, he said, adding that food must be kept in places where rats cannot reach it, and always covered properly. Maintain distance from animal urine as much as possible. Rivers and streams are often places where animals swim or bathe, which can lead to infection if you enter such water. In areas affected by floods, extra precautions are necessary, he maintained. Dr. Wali also emphasized that individuals should never self-medicate if they suspect an infection. If anyone notices any symptoms, it is crucial to consult a doctor and follow their advice for treatment. Leptospirosis is a serious disease, but taking the right precautions can help prevent infection and reduce the risk of severe complications, he added.